How can you as a leader make a difference to your team in difficult working conditions? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to look at how you as the supervisor, as the frontline leader, can make a big difference in whether your team wants to hang in there through difficult times or whether they want to throw in the towel and give up. You've heard the expression, people don't quit companies, they quit their leader. Well, a participant in one of my classes said the opposite is also true. People will stay with a leader even if things in the company are particularly difficult. Maybe you've even had that experience yourself where just because of the quality of the supervisor or manager, you hung in there and put in the extra effort that it took in a very difficult situation. So if you're the supervisor or frontline leader in a job that is considered difficult, that is, people don't always like doing the work and the work itself is challenging, then you can do a few things to increase the retention of people on that job and even make it attractive to new people who want to join your team. I've got three suggestions for you. Number one is to be supportive. Now, being supportive means that your team needs to know that you're going to go to bat for them, that you're going to help them be successful in their job. And so they don't want a leader who's going to beat on them for not performing or for, you know, not stepping up to the challenge of that department. So you've got to be supportive. You've got to be helpful. And then the second part of that strategy, or the second strategy, is to be resourceful. Now, your team really counts on you as the leader to go get them what they need to deliver the results that are expected. So anything you can do to lobby other departments, to essentially remove frustrations for your team, will help them feel like, hey, you're going to bat for us. You're getting us what we need to be successful. So again, be supportive is number one. Number two is to be resourceful, get your team what they need to succeed. The third and final one is to be positive. I mean, difficult jobs and difficult situations can really grind on you as a leader, but you've got to stay in a positive mindset that the team can overcome this. You've got to be realistically optimistic, and that is see that things are getting better and create that positive hope slope that we've talked about in other leader feeders as well. Basically, getting your team to realize that you're trying your best as the leader to make their jobs more, well, not necessarily easier, but at least easier to generate the results that you're looking for. And if you do those three things, you can be the kind of leader that people will stick in difficult situations and give their utmost to ensure the organization's success. Now, once you've figured out the ingredients of being a supportive leader in a difficult department, you might want to work on some of your other leadership aspects. And of course, that's where we come in. Whether you take part in our frontline leadership program delivered on site for your company, enroll in one of our public workshops, or take some of our training through our virtual training studio, we're here to be your partners in leadership excellence. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms. It all starts with a conversation. You can do that on social media, or better yet, visit our website at uniquedevelopment.com. I look forward to working with you on making you the leader that everyone wants to work for.